Shannonbridge fortifications, they're built in two phases. There was an earlier earthen fieldworks there from the very early 1800s, and then the masonry remains that we see today were built in around 1817. They're some of the largest, most complex and best preserved fortifications on the line of Shannon defences that would have stretched originally from Athlone to Port Dumna. And they're part of the integrated coastal defence system of Ireland and Britain. You know, many people might be familiar with the Martello Towers that you see around Dublin Bay. Well, these fortifications in Shannonbridge are part of the same set of defences. And the reason was there was worry about an invasion from the west of Ireland. The real threat was they were worried about the French invading Napoleon, you know, invading. And General Humbert had already landed in Killala in 1798. And that's known in Ireland as the Year of the French, where he brought French troops through and as far into the county as Ballinamuck and Longford, where they were eventually defeated. So because Shannonbridge was only 45 miles from Galway, it was one of the most strategic crossing points on the Shannon en route to Dublin. So there was really a genuine worry that there was going to be an invasion. So the defences themselves, there's gun loops, there's a campanier, which is a vaulted structure designed to be bomb-proof. There's batteries and earthworks there, and they were designed with military precision so that they could withstand the extent of the firing and the guns and the bombs that were available at that time. So it's a real testament to military engineers of their day. And if you go there now, the local development association have put up a really nice looped walk with very good information panels, and it's well worth a visit.